Utah Works is based on The Way We Worked, a traveling exhibition created by the Smithsonian Institution and the National Archives that explores how work became such a central element in American culture. Utah Humanities is touring The Way We Worked to six Utah communities during 2017. As part of the exhibition tour, Utah Humanities and Utah Public Radio are partnering with exhibition hosts to interview local residents about their work. This interview took place at Ogden's Union Station.
Joe McQueen, a legendary Ogden jazz musician, tells us about his other passion, cars.
I've been driving since I was 8 years old. My uncle worked for the Coca-Cola company. He drove the truck and delivered pop, and he used to come out and stop by. So a lot of times he'd leave that truck running. One day he left it running, and I got in and started down the street with it. Well, it was going so slow till he overtook me, and he told me, say, son, now if you wreck this truck, Uncle Lee will be in trouble. So when you want to drive, you let me be in here, and I'll let you drive. So he let me start driving that Coca-Cola truck. All the pop then was in those wooden cases. Well, my uncle could catch one in each hand and take them, and I'd get one in both hands, and I could take one. If he had a place he needed to leave three cases, I'd take one in. So Mr. McDaniel saw me and told my uncle to bring me down there next day when he got ready to get paid. So he took me down. Mr. McDaniel said, well, if a guy's going to be working, he needs to get paid. My first paycheck was $10, and I was 8 years old when that happened. And then when I was 10 years old, my mother and a stepdad I had lived in Fort Worth, Texas, and he had a cleaning pressing business. And I used to deliver clothes in Fort Worth in that van he had down there when I was 10 years old. So one Saturday night, I decided I was going to steal that van and go to Ardmore, Oklahoma, where my grandmother lived. And I did. I drove from Fort Worth, Texas to Ardmore, Oklahoma at night when I was 10 years old. And the gentleman in Oklahoma, his son fell in the river, and I kept him from drowning. And his name was Bailey, Mr. Bailey. And so he asked me what he owed me for saving his son's life, and I told him, you don't owe me none, but I'd like for you to teach me something about cars. And Mr. Bailey proceeded to teach me how to work on cars. And that turned into a real good thing for me, because I got a chance to do that, and I made quite a bit of money doing it. As a matter of fact, my garage back of my house right now, I turned it into a business there for a while. And I worked on cars till I was 80 years old. And then I stopped working on cars and I started driving senior citizens around the senior companion program. I did that for 14 years. And I was older than most of the people that I drove around. So when people talk to me about driving, I say driving has been in my blood all my life. I've had a jillion jobs during my lifetime, you know. That's the last real job I had except playing music, and that's all I'm doing now. Play well most of the time, one or two nights a week. I started when I was 14, and I'm 98, and I'm still doing it.
Utah Works is a collaboration between Utah Public Radio, Utah Humanities, and the Utah hosts of The Way We Worked, a Smithsonian Museum on Main Street exhibition made possible in the Beehive State by Utah Humanities. Support for Museum on Main Street has been provided by the United States Congress. Broadcast of Utah Works on UPR is supported by our members and USU's Department of History, committed to supporting public history and the knowledge necessary for informed decision-making by citizens of Utah, the United States, and the world. Online at history.usu.edu.